Illinois gave driver's license to illegal alien accused of killing father of two. By John Binder on September 18, 2019. The sanctuary state of Illinois apparently gave a driver's license to the illegal alien accused of killing father of two Corey Cottrell in an alleged hit and run in June. As Breitbart News has chronicled, Jose Rodriguez, a 27-year-old illegal alien from Honduras, is accused of running a red light on June 22 in Illinois, causing him to hit and kill 39-year-old Cottrell, who was riding his motorcycle at the time to visit his mother, Kathy. Police said Rodriguez fled the scene of the accident and turned himself in the following day. Originally, Rodriguez was charged with deadly hit and run and driving without a license. The Angel family told Breitbart News that Rodriguez's driving without a license charge has since been dropped after he presented a driver's license to the court nearly 3 months after the accident. In the state of Illinois, which shields all criminal illegal aliens from deportation with its statewide sanctuary policy, illegal aliens are able to obtain driver's licenses, as is the same in California and New York. Cheryl Windland, a friend of the Cottrells, said the case has been especially hard on Corey's mother, Kathy, who has had to fight to ensure that Rodriguez is not deported from the U.S. before he faces trial. The Angel family believed Rodriguez could escape charges for allegedly killing Corey after reducing the illegal alien's bail from $1 million to just $100,000, allowing him to be turned over to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency who would deport him before the trial started. As of September 18, though, Wendland said Rodriguez is being held in a federal facility in Kankakee, Illinois, with the trial date set for November 12. The Cottrell family suspects Rodriguez was a beneficiary of the Catch and Release Program, wherein the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, detains and then releases hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens and border crossers into the interior of the U.S. every year. Despite being ordered deported in 2013 and 2014, the illegal alien was never deported. The Cottrell family also suspects Rodriguez was drunk when he hit and allegedly killed Corey. Corey leaves behind his mother Kathy, his 11 and 14-year-old daughters Karina and Alexandra, his sister Shanna, his grandmother Virginia, as well as his aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.